Hello, welcome to the English program with me, Steve. Now, part of our program is using materials, or involves using materials, from something called OpenCourseWare. Now, this is a global initiative, if you like, which involves lots of universities and colleges and things, if you like, donating information, materials, course materials from the degree courses to this initiative, and basically it's free. You can use it and it's totally free. And this is, obviously, it's being given to the what we call the Open Courseware. Is it the consortium, Pilar? I think it is. But basically anyone can contribute to Open Courseware, and the principle of it is that materials are they're free, and you can use them if you're a producer, if you're a teacher, you can use them, you haven't got to pay for them, as long as you don't try to sort of profit by them. And that's what we've jumped on, this opportunity to use materials which have been written by experts in the field of whatever the particular subject or discipline is. And we think it's a great idea, this open courseware thing, and in particular a great place to find open courseware is OpenLearn, and this is provided by the Open University. OpenLearn, free learning from the Open University. The address open.ac.uk. And we have a little statement here regarding the copyright, except for third-party materials. And otherwise stated, the content on this site is made available under, now this is something called a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.0 license. Sounds rather complicated, but basically we are using these materials, and if you are a teacher, for instance, or academic or whatever, you can then use the product, which is our podcast that we've made, using the materials. We have to sort of republish our podcasts under the same Creative Commons license, basically. So, you are free to use these podcasts. What you cannot do is use them for commercial purposes. But apart from that, you can go to the Creative Commons website, creativecommons.org. And that gives you a list of all the different licenses and explains basically how it works and everything. So we are now using information provided by the Open University. And we are going to begin with this. It's been written by Professor Kath Woodward of the Open University, and the question is, who's really offside in sports? Kath Woodward, Professor of Sociology at the Open University, responds to sexist comments made by two sports presenters, it was on Sky, about a female assistant referee. Well, one of them, Andy Gray, has been sacked, I believe, because of the comments, and also because of related things, but I'm not going to sort of get into that. But I read in the paper today that he has instructed his lawyer to sort of look into it. That's all I'm going to say. This is not a legal podcast. We're looking at the social issue here. So we're going to begin now. Little podcast in this episode, maybe the another episode following it, looking at this very issue. During the game between Liverpool and Wolves, Andy Gray and Richard Keys were playing the game as they know it when they exchanged comments about the competence, or rather claimed incompetence, of assistant referee, the linesman, and the conversation was leaked to the press. As most things are. I think the lesson here is, don't say things if you think. I mean, I did a podcast on this when it happened, and I said, well, it's like the measure of the man. You can't say, well, you know, in mitigation, it was leaked. I said something privately, but it was leaked. Well, if you're thinking it, whether you say it or not is irrelevant. The point is, that is your that's your opinion, and we believe in democracy, but you have to be careful what it is you're thinking.